Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Bless you tonight. This is Divine Word tonight. We come to you with the Divine Word tonight as we talk about our Divine Talk tonight. I want to say to you, we're praying for Sister Mary Ann family, the Ford family, the Nostradamus that heaven cannot heal. I want to tell you tonight, whatever you're going through, all is well. Sometimes you seem like you can't make it, but God is right there waiting on you to call out his name, and he will heal and deliver you from whatever condition that you're in tonight. I want to say this for the brother, the young brother told me, he said, he's been in the penitentiary for 40 years. And the brother got out. He told me, he said, Bishop, I know that I was going to get out. They took the DNA, they found out you wasn't a young man, but he's been there for 40 years in jail. But he said, I'm worried about the other brother that got trumped up charges in jail, ain't got no bond, and they're just there. And I want to tell you tonight, as we talk about the Divine Word, God have a way out for you and your family. But you have to get ready to let God do something special for you. I want to say to you, this last Thursday night of March. March came in like a lion, like a lamb, but it's going out like a lion. That was the old book to say. But tonight, I want to share with you a word, a divine word. And when I say divine word, Mary, I mean from God, Jerry, a divine word from God that you got to listen to it. Whatever going through your life, a divine word from God is a word from the angels, and it's a word from the ancestors, I say. And tonight, I want to give you some scriptures, and I want you to work with these scriptures, and I want to let you know, whatever going on in the world, God is in control. And I want you to know that tonight. I want you to get ready for him to open your eyes where you might be able to see. I'm playing this tonight for the boys that are locked up in jail. Some locked up in penitentiary. Some of them got trumped up charges. Some of them said, Bishop, they lied and got me in jail. And I always say that, and you say, why I say that? Because there's so many brothers and sisters in jail and didn't really do nothing, okay? Trump got indicted today. Wonder will they put him in jail? I don't know, because the system's all messed up. But a divine word said God is the lawmaker and the lawgiver. And I want you to get ready tonight for God to take you to the next level. You might need to call me because you got a problem and you said, Bitch, I need to talk personally to you. Call me at 708-582-0372. Take that number down. 708-582-0372. I want to share with you a divine word of God this evening. I want to share with you whatever you might be. And I want to say to the Ford family, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying for the whole family. And I know the family. And I know Mama Annie. And Mama Annie was head of the Woodlawn Sisterhood. And she used to take young women that didn't have nowhere to stay and put them up, pregnant with the kids at the house. We ain't doing that no more. You know, we're not taking care of our seniors no more. We're not taking care of our youth. Everything is wild and out of control. But I want to say to you tonight, God is in control. And I want to tell you, put the crack cocaine down, put the rock down, put the alcohol down, because that's a demonic spirit that's holding you back being successful, holding you back from where God want to take you. I'm talking tonight a divine word. And divine word, Jerry, comes directly from God. And when God says something, it's divine. And you can't take it and you can't take it and change it. God is the lawmaker. We're praying for the Pope that he's not so praying for him. But we're praying not only the Pope, we're praying for everybody that's sick. Them that are mental sick, them that are sick, alcohol, drugs, dope, those that are taking too many pills and can't get healed. Tonight, we want to talk about a divine talk with God. And a divine talk with God that he's going to give you the recipe you need. And like we always say, God got me and God got you, but you got to realize tonight that God got you. When you realize God got you, doors will open up. You know, when prayer testifies, prayer says, thank God for Jesus that I made it. It's so many young folks who didn't make it. There's so many people that are dying because of their sin fit, dying because they haven't hooked up with the right people, and that's God. And you can say what you want. God is in control tonight. Now, I want to share with you tonight the word of God. Write this down, a divine word from God, a divine talk from God. What I'm saying tonight, whatever you're going through, go through it because God is going to elevate to another level. You know, pray for somebody because they can't pray for themselves. Don't give up on them. Pray. But you don't cave in to them. You tell them to stop drinking, stop smoking. I'm praying for you, Brother Dick. Dear Wayne, I'm praying for you. And I'm telling you, all is well. Brother White, I talked to Brother White in a bed of Mississippi. I'm praying for you, Brother White. And prayer changes things. Let me tell you again. Prayer changes things. I want to take time out tonight to pray for all the brothers that's in jail and trumped up charge. All of America. I was talking to a young lady down in Louisiana. This young man been to jail. It ain't charged him, but he's just in jail. That's wrong. And the young man just got out of jail for 40 years. They just found out they lied on him. He didn't do it. He didn't do the murder. Charged with it and was on death row. That's wrong. Jubilee come from God. And I want to say jubilee to all those brothers and sisters that's locked up because of a little because they're political prisoners, because they've been locked down, lied upon, because somebody don't like you, somebody don't like your family, okay? Sometimes you have to go out and come in. And some of you, you know, right now we got so much of death. And the angel of death is Abaddon, the loss of death with young folks. They have their gin, they have their rum. They had the Seeker 7, but they had that cocaine that was laid with that penitentiary or whatever it is, and they all was dead. When the maid opened the door, you see these young men all dead, young black men dead. We have to come out of the drugs and begin to love self. Stop hating self and begin to love self. I've seen a young lady on TV. She didn't have Botox in her legs, her arms, and had a booty lift or a tummy lift. You feel that you that ugly? Feel that you that insecure? That you got to go get all that done to your body? The young lady that went to Texas, went over to Mexico and went over there and got killed. And one went over there and got the booty lift. And you know what they put in her booty? Don't say nothing, Deb. I know you're going to laugh. Sawdust. And in a month time, the sawdust was filled. She full of cancer. We got to trust God. My grandmother used to say this, Jerry. Tell my auntie this. If you're fat, you're fine. If you're tall, you're fine. If you're skinny, you're fine. If you're short, you're fine. If you're black, you're fine. You just fine all the way around. When you understand that you are made in the image of God, and God didn't make no mistake. Here's some of it. Well, I'm not a woman. I'm a man. You let yourself somebody trick you. Oh, I'm not a man. I'm a woman. You're a fool. Romans 1:26. I wish somebody get it. God turned you over to a reprobate mind. Now, this is divine word. This ain't bishop word. This is divine word. I want somebody to get Romans 1:26. Press 1 on your phone and read it for me. Get your Bible, because this is divine word. I just want to give you this divine word because I want to tell you God is in control. And when you pray about it, God going to make it happen. You have not tonight because you ask not. What have you asked God for lately? Have you asked God for good health? You asked God for peace? You pray for your son, your daughter? You pray for your mother, sister, brother? And the ancestors were quick to come to deliver you of whatever you're in. I'm going to give you a word of prophecy. Because it says divine talk. When I said divine talk, it's coming directly from the Bible, not from the bishop. It's from the Bible. But I want to say this to you: going into April, I've already said it. I got my Bible right here. Now, I don't want you to come and be a spectator. I want you to participate. Okay, that means that I want you to say something. Don't be scared to testify. I'm going to 4515 down in Louisiana and get a testimony. 4515, you're on the air. You own Blog Talk Radio, and this is Divine Talk. What do you have to tell us tonight?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank God for my life and for everybody that's here. To you, Bishop. And I just want to thank God for letting my son be able to walk out of jail yesterday. And I'm praying for the ladies, the people that lost their four-year-old son in a house fire. God, I just want to say God is good. Whatever you ask him for, he will do it. He say,
amen.
Ask and you shall be given. And I just want to thank the Lord for all the blessings that he's bestowed and doing for me and my family and everybody else. I just want to thank God for you, Bishop. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, I want to say this to you, young lady. I got a word for you. God, this is a divine word. God, he's going through you, he's going to bring your family together. And every time you talk, I can feel your mother's spirit saying, don't give up on them. I want you to read Proverbs chapter 25. That whole chapter, take the time and read it. It's a word in there that God wants you to know. And I want to tell you this. I see God blessing you with your own business. And as God bless you with your own business, I see people coming from far and near to get the food that you fix, that your family fix. And I can see your sister, your three sisters and your mother in the spirit realm gonna be right there pushing you to the next level. And I don't want you to get upset. Stay focused. All is well. That's your divine word tonight from God. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. And I just gave that young lady a divine word. I'm going down to Detroit. 21:17. I'm going to open your line up. I'm going to give you a divine word. Your phone is open up. 21:17 from 31313. So that's Detroit. You on now? Go ahead on.
Give an honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the bishop and to all the saints of God. I want to thank God for everything he has done for me and everything he's going to do. And I just thank him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I thank you for that, Mother. And I want to give you a divine word from God tonight. I want you for 3 days, I want you to get some Listerine, I want you to gargle. I want you to gargle your throat, just gargle, because it looks like something trying to mess with your voice. But the divine word is that your grandson going to get all right, and your son going to be all right. He's going through something right now, but prayer changes things. I want the divine word for you tonight is Isaiah chapter 14, that whole chapter. In reading that chapter, Mother, God's going to give you revelation knowledge. And revelation knowledge means that you can't get it out the book. God's going to give you the rest. Glory, hallelujah. I feel a divine word tonight on America. And the divine word on America, save the babies. If America don't stop the killing, it's destroying the young folks on the inside. Okay. And that's a divine word. God is in control. Okay. I thank you for that, Mother. God bless you tonight for your testimony. I'm going to 33 93. Okay, this is in Chicago. Now, I want to give you 33, I want to give you a divine word out the Bible. This is for you. Jeremiah 52. There's a word in there that God going to give you. I want to tell you that as I... your line, if you have anything to say, 33, 93, you're on now. Sometimes people, they get on a computer. You're on? This might be a computer call, but I'm giving that Jeremiah number anyway. Thank you, Ken. See, I'm going right now to 64-92. This is out of Detroit. Glory, hallelujah. Now, what I'm saying tonight, I'm going to give you divine word. You know, when I give you divine word, God do the rest. Now, 64-92. The Spirit told me your divine word is St. Matthew chapter 14, that whole chapter of 14. In that chapter, God's going to give you some revelation knowledge on some things. And I want to say this to you tonight.
Yes.
All is well. And God going to carry you to another level, and I want to decree tonight totally healing by body, mind, soul, and spirit. And anything you want to say, you can go ahead on.
No.
Anything you want to ask?
No.
Anything
I'm listening. Whatever you got to tell me.
Okay, that's good. I want to tell you tonight that God got to carry you to the next level. I want to, for 30-30, I want you to read Revelation chapter 7. And I want to tell you the trip out to Las Vegas and to see about your sick sister should be all right once you get there. You read this scripture. I say. I want to go to 30-30. And 30-30, I want to say to you tonight, I see where you're on. The divine word for you is Job, 34th chapter of Job. Read that, and it's something you asking God for. After you read that, he's going to tell you how you're going to get it. I share. I want to say this to you tonight. Don't be ashamed to acknowledge God. And let me tell you this here. Some of you say, well, I'm a sinner. You ain't no sinner. You are saved by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I want to share this with you tonight. Moses was 40 years old when he left Egypt. They put him out of Egypt. Okay. He was well learned. And when he got to Mount Sinai, he was 80 years old. And he had got a wife and he was tending the sheep. And he seen the burning bush. He seen the bush burning, but it wasn't consumed. He said, well, I'm going and look at this. I'm going and see this. I'm going to see what this is. Sometimes God got a call on your life. You let your wife, your husband, your children block you from what God wants you to do because you're trying to please man. You're trying to please your husband, trying to please your wife, trying to please your girlfriend or your boyfriend or somebody around you. When God gives you assignment, you got to take it. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to let go and let God. Let me say that again. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. God want to bless you, man. Woman, God want to bless you, but you won't let go. I won't have no friends. What a friend I have in Jesus. And carry everything to him in prayer. Now I'm looking for Roshana to call. She told me, I'll be on, Bishop. I don't see on him. I got to get on a case. One of the things I want to say, I'm praying tonight for the family of Mary Ann who crossed over and a few minutes tomorrow came up from Minnesota in Chicago. I'm praying for her family. I'm praying for all families. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I know some of you done stopped thanking God that you can do it by yourself. But I want to tell you tonight, you can't do it by yourself. You need some help to fight these demons and witchcraft. We're under a demonic attack on all levels. In the government, in the churches, on the street. You got to do this thing yourself. Well, I go to church, I feel like, you're going to catch hell in the church. If you ain't got it in you, if God going to give you revelation, somebody right now, I'm getting revelation knowledge that God's going to heal that knot in the left breast. And somebody can't raise their right hand up. And if you raise it up now, you can get it up. in the name of all my bam, it's done. See, sometimes God give me your address. Give me what you need to do. And the angel needs God. Exodus 14:14. And that what that says, step back and let God do it. Let me finish. Moses got to the mountain, and when he got there, he was looking at the burning bush. But it hadn't burned up, Jerry. It was just burning. And he had a voice that said, take your shoes off, because the ground you stand on is holy. Okay? Y'all trying to get the Holy Ghost. You already got it. You just don't know you got it. You don't know that you are a divine healer. You don't know God has put it in you to be successful. God has put it in you for the trillion flow. Don't doubt God. If you name it, you can claim it, and God going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a setback for a comeback. I'm on my way back. I'm bad. Don't mess with me. Sometimes you've been set back. Well, bitch, I used to drinking that alcohol, smoking that dope, fussing and cursing, and taking all kinds of doctors and gave you 5 different pills. Give you a pill for sex. Give you a pill for high blood, low blood. Get your pills to get up and get your pills to go to sleep. You know, don't take all that. But you'll go tell my doctor told me, I don't think that I'm going to die. If I'm going to die, let me die. I wish I had that. You got to have a bucket of truth. And bucket of truth come from God. You got a handful of faith, but you can't be truth. And God going to give you truth. And God going to give you knowledge. And you can say, well, I don't want to be involved. You're already involved because you're living. You're already involved with your family. If you don't pray for your family, who's going to pray for them? If you don't pray for that man out there laying out there drunk, you ain't got to touch him. Just say, Lord, touch him. And heal that young lady out there in the prostitution role. Heal right now. And you can speak it. God will make it happen. Get ready tonight. That's divine word that I was given tonight. And I want to tell you that something is happening in our world. In Israel, supposed to be the Holy Land, right? They're fighting over in Paris because you got evil people running the government. You got evil people doing evil things. But the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal God, finna shut them down. And you got to know that God finna shut some of this stuff down. Some of this stuff got to happen to wake you up. Some of this stuff got to happen. You can pray it, and God will take it away. This is for you, 17:17. I see you. Yes, come on. I want you to read St. Matthew 7, that whole chapter, and God going to regulate the judgment and what's going on with you and your family. I wanted young lady to be on because I've been praying for her son, been in jail for a long time. They ain't, you know, they put him in jail. They ain't charged him nothing. He's just in jail. Been in jail for 2 or 3 years. I know that ain't right. The divine word from God said something is wrong with that picture. And God will give you knowledge, but you got to accept it. I say. When you accept me, let me ring my bell here. I say. East, west, north, and south. You know, I was praying outside. I went east, west, north, and south. And when I invoked that spirit, and it's a man in spirit will come, I'm praying for Brother Berto. He crossed over his ancestors. And all those that crossed over that's in your life and you don't know how to call them to you because ain't nobody taught you that. And Grandma used to say this, the living don't know what the dead doing, but the dead know what the living doing. I know y'all done heard that before. What I want tonight is to get ready. Well, this is the last of March. And when you get ready to get, I want you to be able to ask God for what you want. I'm praying for Brother Dwight. I picked up his spirit just now. His mother came. And, Bishop, don't forget to pray for him because he been going through a lot. Well, I'm praying for him tonight. You don't even know I'm praying for you. Sometimes you got to pray for people. They don't even know you're praying for them. You can't get close to them. You pray, and God will do it, okay? Some of them is so caught up lying, so caught up on dope and drugs, they're about to die. I want to tell you tonight, we are caught up in demonic spirits. Every time you pick up the paper or the news, somebody killed somebody, somebody robbed somebody, because those are spirits that enter people. And anytime the girl went up there in Nashville, she killed them people, they killed them people, and they killed her. The boy over at the school, he killed two people and killed himself. It's a picture that Dundell used to be on. The man said, something on my side. The time is on my side. And every time he touched somebody, it was a demon. So what we got going on now, we're in the midst of master witches and warlocks. And you got to rebuke them in the name of the Almighty God. Claim your healing. Claim your success. Stop trying to judge and put God in your business, woman. Man, put God in your business. If you put God in your business, the devil going to die. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Okay? Mary, get Romans 1:26 for me. I'm going to open the phone up, you know, where you won't have no noise. Amen. Get Romans 1:26 for me. I decree tonight that people listening, that God want to bless you financially. God want to give you a breakthrough. And you got to say, Bishop, I claim it. You claim it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You're going to get it. And when you claim it, when we have a $1 trillion flow, we're talking about they're spending trillions of dollars on wall. What you spending on helping people that is hungry? What you spending on people that haven't seen a doctor or a dentist? What you spending on people ain't got nowhere to stay? This is the richest country in the world, but the devil is trying to take it over. And he can't take it over if we stay in prayer. You know, and that's what I'm saying. You know, let me finish this in. And then when God said, Moses, take your shoes off, because the ground you stand on is holy. And when he kneeled and prayed, when he got up with the Holy Ghost already in him. You ain't got to search for it. All you got to say, God, heal my mind, soul, and body, and I believe that you are the God of the universe, and you're saved right there. You ain't got to go to church every day and jump up and down and holler. You got to confess that God is your God. And he's going to do anything but fail. Ain't no failure in him, okay? All this evil that's going on, y'all, I know you don't want to talk about it. All this mass murder, snatching and grabbing, raping, men trying to be women, women trying to be men. The Bible said, I'm turning them over to a reprobate mind. Okay? Here's a woman, get two assault rifles, and go into school and shoot people for nothing because she reprobated. She's a demon. Y'all don't want to hear me. You can repent. If you got that kind of spirit on you tonight, I plead the blood of Jesus on you for your healing, for your deliverance. Everybody in your family begin to tell God, change them. You can't change them. And whatever they touch, God going to make it work. I say. That's what happened. Now, tell you tonight, I got about 5 calls. One from Stateville, one from another penitentiary. And the bishop prayed for us because we catching hell in him. Had feeding us, and a young man got killed in jail. God killed him. Okay, so you got to understand the devil is everywhere. And you got to pray for your loved one to come out. You got to pray. Don't get mad. He's been on drugs for 40 years. He's a 40-year demon. Hello, somebody. You know, and then I was talking to a girl today. She said, Bishop, my family ain't together. I said, don't worry about it. I said, you together? God will do the rest. Sometimes God don't want your family with you because your family blocked you. Y'all believe what I'm saying? They're jealous of what you got and what you're doing. So sometimes you got to be a long ranger. You, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what you get to ride. Like they said, I'm riding with the Holy Ghost. I'm riding with Jesus. So, hallelujah. But I decree those that want a home that you're going to be able to get your home. I decree those that want the business, I decree your business tonight. I decree your financial blessing. Now, I want to, if you got a need, plant that seed. I want you to see, quick, fast, and what one thing. If you hold your hand, ball or fist can't nothing get out. But if you see, young lady come to me and say, I got 10 dresses, Bishop. Came to Goodwill. I said, no, find somebody and get to them. See, because Goodwill is going to sell them back to you. That ain't, but you find, you got all them gym shoes, find somebody and say, ain't nothing wrong with, give them to them. Because you're going to get a blessing by giving it to them. Okay? So you got to be able to shake down, pray together, running over for God to give you. Some people don't want the truth. They don't want the truth. They still want to hang out there. Moses got up. God gave him assignments. Moses, go to Egypt and tell my people, free my people. Moses, well, I can't talk. Go there, your brother's going to talk for you, and lift that rod up. And whatever you need to conquer Pharaoh, you're going to do it. Pharaoh was riding with the devil. Some of you riding with the devil. Man beat you up, cuss you out. Woman won't cook for you. You're still hanging in. Sometimes you got to separate yourself from evil. And God will send you an angel. God will send you the right man. Stop choosing. Let God choose for you. Amen. Thank you, kind spirit. That's what I'm saying tonight. But I want you to be ready. If you got a need, plan to see, go to my website. Let's see the Abraham website.com. And I decree. Keep on giving. And each time you give, a door will open up for you to a young lady. I ain't calling her name. She's seated to my ministry. And her son come on. I ain't going to call her name. He might not have come on, but when she seated, something got to work. Okay? Sometimes people be abusing your family. And they can't see it, so you got to tell God. And once you tell God, God break it up. Say, hey, go home to your mama. Go home to your daddy. Get away from that dope addict situation. Get away from that alcohol situation. Okay? Sometimes God do stuff like that. Be able to ask him to give you what you want. Mm-hmm. Luke, the 15th chapter of St. Luke, Barbara. That's for you. Thank you. Bright Star, John chapter 8, that whole chapter of John 8. Read that. That's going to free some things up, and it's going to break some yoke for you. I'm praying for the people that down in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, ain't got nothing. But nothing, you come in this word, nothing that you're going to leave with. But I'm praying that they rebuild that town. I'm praying for those in California getting snow back to back, getting floods back to back, getting tornadoes back to back. I was talking to a lady. She said, God, I said, God ain't did nothing. That's man messing with the weather. Chemtrail. Talked about chemtrail. What is chemtrail? Making weather. Some of you don't believe it because, you know, you're so buried that everything. God ain't doing everything. God didn't make overnight. Man did it. Man did it. And God shut him down. And in process, the whole country shut down because of evil. That was evil. You know, Dick Gregory used to say, look up in the air, you see chemtrails. I'm going to help y'all out tonight. Tell you something that ain't nobody going to tell you. Because they can't see. When you can't see Deborah Ann, when you can't see Rose, George, when you can't see, somebody got to see for you. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you this thing. Get ready. And I want you to, plant your seed. And when I prophesy there's going to be another train crash. They just had one. They're going to have another one going south, going to hit maybe Arkansas or hit Tennessee. Train crash, okay? Plane fall. This is the Passover week, okay? Things happen Passover week. More crashes, more accidents, more murders. Because this when they marched Jesus from judgment to judgment and whooped him all night long, okay, and carried him to the cross. Didn't say a mum the word. This is the Passover week, okay? Sunday's Palm Sunday, okay? Now, the significance of the palms, when Jesus walked in, they laid the palm down, Hosanna, Hosanna, they praised him. And the next week, they killed him. Oh, y'all, you know what I'm talking about. So it behooves you to stay in prayer this week. And, you know, one lady said, if you want to go in, I said, baby, you need to sit down. Sometimes you need to sit down. Like the old folks said, chill. Cool out. Okay? Put the ball down. You might get poisoned. The lady went to Mexico and got some liquor. Go everywhere. What's wrong with America? I want to go to Africa. I want to go to Jamaica. I want to go to Las Vegas. I want to go everywhere. Sit down and let God direct you, man. Sit down and let God direct you. See, this country is getting to be a country full of dope and drugs. Everything, you know, he was talking about the little boy got burn up. What was the wrong folks that didn't get him out of the house? Was they on dope? Was they on drugs? If you got a child, you're supposed to see about it. What about the boy that went up to the school and shot the school teacher? You know what they did? They fired the principal. The principal ain't got nothing to do with them folks at home. They didn't say nothing about the parents. They fired the principal. Okay? We got to start. We got to, these parents got to be chastised for letting these children, these baby kids, pookie and dookie, running, robbing, and killing, bringing guns in your house. Let me say it again. Pookie and dookie. Uh-huh. Let me say it again. Well, you tell somebody, Bishop said, pookie and dookie, doing everything, baby kids, running, stealing from you, and will shoot you with the gun. Oh, that's my little baby. cuss you out. Huh? All this is going on in the family. The family structure is broke up. The daddy gone. The mama trying to raise Pookie and Dookie. And Pookie and Dookie doing everything. Oh, glory, let me be quiet. Because some of you don't understand. And when I was saying that, Psalms 44 and Psalms 92, you got demons in your house. Huh? Bebe kids and Pookie and Dookie is demons. Because they come out of alcoholic, mama alcohol, daddy alcoholic, mama on dope, daddy on dope. What you think the baby going to be? You creating demons. Well, oh, you don't want to say that. But that's what's going on. Look around you. Here's somebody go put a piston, take a car. They can't drive and ain't got gas money to put it in, but they go take a car. They're going to run out of gas, and they don't even know how to open the gas tank up. Don't know how to open the hood up. That's demonic spirit. The demon is among us, people. I'm talking divine word tonight. Prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. And Reverend said, wonderful, wonderful. But what I want to say to you tonight, Bishop Ross out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, said, look up and look for God. Don't look down for him. Look up and let God walk in your life. I know you don't want God to walk in your life. You know, the young lady said, I thank God my son out of jail. I don't want him to go back to jail. Get away from them demons that put him in jail. Get away from them jealous folks that's jealous of you. Because you got a car. You got a little money in your pocket. The police stop you. Every black man the police see, he got a new car. He's young. They think he on dope. Think he's selling dope. Every black man ain't selling dope. And every black man ain't on dope. And every young girl ain't no prostitute. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. We got to bring love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm going to tell you, I'm on from 9 to 11, starting tonight. So hang in there. I got a lot to say. And I'm going to say it to you and about you. And I want you quick, fast, in a hurry, get your seed in for your needs. I ain't saying tired. I said, see, tell him what you want. Mary, I'm going to see if you get that scripture. Mary Hawkins, thank you. Uh, 6492, Jean.
Yes, 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 yes.
Did you get that scripture? Did you get Romans 1 and 26?
Yes. I got it.
Okay, read it for us.
How many
hold
verses?
Hold it for you, read it, because I want to, hold up. Hold it for you, read it, because I want to be able to. Now, did you got it?
Yes.
Okay, read it. When I say stop, stop. Go ahead on. Read.
Okay. For this cause, God gave them up.
For this cause, Bishop Turner didn't give it. God, let me say it again. For this cause, God gave them up. Read on.
Unto vile affections.
Unto vile affections. Let me help you out. Vile affection means you're doing something not normal. It's normal for a man and woman to have sex. They don't want you to do that no more. They want you to go get a dog or a cat. They want two men to go together. And the preachers don't say nothing about it. The politicians ain't saying nothing about it. This the Bible. This is the divine word I'm talking tonight. It's from God. Wake up, people. And don't accept that the baby, if it's your son, your brother, your daughter, the baby, you need to change. Because you're going to go to hell. You in hell. And you're going to stay in hell. And you're going to die in hell. You're going to die of time of death. What you think AIDS is? They can take all the pills they want to. Filth is filthy. Two men going together. That's filth. Two women going together. That's filth. Abomination. Read on. Let me read that off. Wait on.
For even there, women did change the natural use into
the Bible saying that the women changed. Go ahead on.
The natural use into their which is a nature.
The Bible said the women changed the natural use to another use. A woman, if you're a woman, you're supposed to have sex. Ain't nothing wrong with no sin. Talking about, oh yeah, I can't have no sex. You're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. How do you think you got here, man? Ain't no two men got you. Ain't no two women get. His women don't want to have sex. They want to go adopt a baby. You're supposed to lay down, kick your legs up, and have sex and get a baby. That's what the Bible says. Oh, y'all ain't liking me tonight. I'm dropping it like it's hot. Woo!
And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the women.
And talking about I'm on the football, I'm gay. Wait, ain't look. Come out, he's gay. That homosexual stuff is messing up the people. Talking about I'm gay, and you accept that mess. Get away from me with that mess. That's demonic spirit, huh? Messing your race up, huh? Well, I'm gay. How you know you gay? I was born you a bone lie. God didn't make no mistake. God made man and woman. You told that lie. Somebody told you, oh, you gay. Here's a lady. I got to say this. Here's a lady to my daughter. She wanted to be a boy because she I feel that she ought to because that's what she wants. What do you think a baby, a child, 12, 13, don't know what they want? Slap them side of the head and go sit down, boy, and stop talking that talk. I wish I had some real family members, some real daddies, some real mamas to stand up and tell these politicians, stop messing with our families with this homosexual man. And these businesses, we got to get ready to boycott these businesses. Come out, well, if you don't accept gays, we going to pull our advertisement. You need to come out to TV with men kissing men. It make me sick. I change the channel. That's witchcraft in for our faith. That's demonic spirit. Bible says it's using, here's a woman supposed to have a baby. Somebody, she don't want no baby. Going to do something else. Going to go get a mule, a horse, a cow. I want to go get another woman. That's demonic spirit, people. Read on.
Burn in their lust one burn toward another.
Is a demon. Here's a woman. Want another woman. Baby, you sure look good. You better get away from me. I'm going to tell you this. I was with Bishop Moe on the west side of Chicago. We went to this church. This man talking about, you sure look good. I jumped on him and whooped his tail in the church. And what happened, Bishop? I was like, kick his tail with his homosexual self. He ain't going to bring that to me. I kicked his tail in the church. Take that sister stuff somewhere else. Now, and look, don't bring it to me. Bring it to somebody else to accept it. And right now, the homosexuals want to take over everything. If you say something to them, you prejudice. I ain't prejudiced. Because the Bible said man and woman. That's a divine word. I don't know where y'all forgot the word of God. God said Adam and Eve, man and woman. Not Steve and Steve. Not Mary and Mary. Thank you. Read on, darling.
The men with men working
men,
their witch
man,
is...
Here's you, big funky man, laying with another funky man. Good God Almighty. And you accept that. Oh, I'm gay. And tongue and kiss, you're going to burn hell wide open and the lightning might hit you. Let me tell you something. This stuff going to get so serious that you're going to find them dead. This woman and the other woman got the fight. She stabbed the woman, cut her breath off. I went over there. I was in Faraday, Louisiana. I said, what happened? I cut his breath off. I said, what? Wait a minute. That's a woman, two women. Because he was looking at a man. Two women talking that talk. Messed up. Turn over to a reprobate man. They demon people. I don't care. That's my brother. That's my cousin. You tell them straighten up and fly right. So, baby, you need a healing. You need to meditate to get that stuff out of your system because it's being pumped in right now. All this stuff. I'm LBT. You look, God made man and woman. God ain't made no other race but the black race, the white race, the brown. Everybody hear what I'm saying? Read on.
And receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And
now,
even
what
as they
did, all right for me to do it. That's what they're saying now. And if you said something about homosexual, they want to jump on you. I know one lady in Monroe, Louisiana. She was working at that Pecan Land Mall. All them sissies was there. They got rid of her because she said, I ain't gay. They fired her. And the company didn't say nothing because some of these big companies are in the mess. Read on.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their lives.
Now, they don't want you to say nothing about it. Well, what I'm talking about tonight, if you own it, cut the TV off, cut the radio off, go off the internet, they don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear a lie. And I'm not going to condone the lie with your homosexual self, having little boys, having little girls, and doing all that stuff. Y'all say it's all right. Ain't that cute? It ain't cute. I wish I had some real men, some real women stand up and tell them in the schoolhouse, you ain't going to teach my kids about no homosexual. If you're a drag king, keep on dragging. Drag yourself to hell because that's where you're going. Woo! Read on, baby.
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Hold it. She said God gave them over to a reprobate. You know what that means? Here's a girl, got two guns, got two assault rifles, and a pistol, going to the school and playing like she a boy. Reprobated mind. Look, can't no psychologist straight that out. That's evil. Huh? That's breaking race up. Here she's going to go to the school, hat turned back up, and going to play. And that's what's been happening. They reprobated. Their mind messed up. That's what's going on. If you born a man and you got the stuff that a man have, what you think you a woman? And God's a woman, you're supposed to have babies. And a man supposed to give you a baby. You can't get no baby standing out there on the street. Read on.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whispers, backbiters, haters of God,
preachers don't want you. The preacher don't want to preach that. They're scared you're gonna lose. You're gonna get out the church. They don't want you to preach homosexuality because you might not pay your tithe. So you got more homosexuals in the choir, and the preacher's motivating that homosexual stuff, and they're going to bust hell out of some of these churches. They ain't churches. They ain't nothing but places where you go and gather at. And there ain't no anointing in the church. That's why the church blow down. That's why the lightning hitting it. That's why the tornado blowing up, because it ain't got anointed. And the preacher don't still been praised it out. So all that evil, now this is divine word tonight. Y'all might not want it. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. Now, spook the Bible. I know some of you, I don't want to hear that. But it's true. I don't care. It's true, and you got to let the truth out. This is divine word. Read on.
Backbiters, haters of God.
Backbiters, haters, deceitful, liars.
Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors, evil things.
And the Bible says,
disobedient to parents.
Read on.
Disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, and unmerciful. Some more?
Wait on.
Who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death,
I didn't say it. They worthy of death. They might not die tomorrow, but the Bible says if you stay on that road, you're going to die. That's what the Bible says. Bishop didn't say it. I'm saying what the Word says. You're worthy to death. That's why all that jealousy, that killing coming, that rape. Here's a man with another man. He shot the man. Why he shot it? He wants to pack up and leave me. Here with two nurses going to school together, went to college together. And one of the nurses found a guy she wants to marry. The other nurse shot her. So that's my woman. She can't marry nobody. See how they messed up? The Bible tells the truth. It says you're going to bust hell while you're going to die. The way to sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Y'all don't hear me tonight, but this is what's going on. And you got to stand up against it. You got to know it ain't right. You got to go out. If you were that way, I want to pray for you to get it out of you. I want to get that demon, that sex demon, down in now. I want to talk about these men raping and going on and all this craziness. If they all messed up. They messed up in the mind. And that's what's happening. But ain't nobody there. A lot of the community need to go see the psychologist. And they need to be prayed for because they all just stuff to mess them up all the way. Body, mind, soul, they messed up. They crossed up and messed up. You got children messed up. Here's two women, and they don't want to adopt a child, so the child don't know about no man. Here's two men and adopt the child, so the two men might be having sex with the child, but the children's family said, it's all right. They're just throwing the kids away, making them homosexual, and say it's all right. Okay? You know what I'm saying? The Catholic Church just got out with all that homosexual stuff the preacher's been doing. They done raped all over the world. They just repenting. This is real talk. This is the Bible. If you believe in the word, divine word, I'm giving you tonight the raw divine word. It ain't, it's raw. It's real. If you understand it, thank you. That's what I'm saying. Glory, hallelujah. I'm through. That's the divine word. God is doing things, telling you what's going on. 8166. Let me see who this is. 8166, let me give you a divine word. I got your line open up. Your divine word. Well, I'm looking in the Bible right now. St. Mark. Chapter 11, read the whole chapter. Now, what you got to say, 8866? You got something to say? Okay, I guess not. But you got your divine word anyway, like a time period. I know it's a little rough, but it's true. It's the divine word. Father, open our eyes. I'm praying for the Ford family. And Mary Ann was a good friend of mine. And Mama Annie was a good friend of mine. Mama Annie started the Woodlawn Sisterhood. And when we marched to Marquette Park, she the one fed the whole group. That when we marched to Marquette Park, she fed us. We marched to Marquette Park where they wouldn't let bust black heads in Marquette Park. And we marched to Gage Park where they bust black folks' heads. We marched in Cicero. Oh, we did it. Now you got nine Ottomans is going for that white boy. They don't understand. In 1968, Dr. King was right here in Chicago marching for open housing. And these Negroes turned their back and they went white. You know, and these Ottomans ain't worth the salt going their bread. But I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to give it to God. Glory. I'm just telling the truth. Some of you can't stand the truth.
Yeah. Please don't do it on me. Look at your neighbor. Don't do it on me.